every occasion on BBC Sounds. Drive home with A Choral Christmas. Warm up with the Winter Walk Mix. And drift off with the Winter Sleeping Forecast.
East by south 3, recent drizzle, 16 miles, 1013, now falling.
Listen only on BBC Sounds.
And now on Radio 4, it's time for a trip to Scandinavia as Adam Riches returns in the cold Swedish winter. Our series of comedy and culture shock. Recorded in 2020, partly on location in Stockholm and at times simultaneously between three countries, this romantic comedy features a lineup of some of Sweden's best-known comic actors. British comedian Jeff has settled with his Swedish partner Linda in the frozen north. We join his family as spring breaks and Sweden faces lockdown, taking a very different path to its European neighbours.
Hello. Long time no speak. Or as they say in Swedish...
Det var länge sen.
It's been a busy couple of years in the frozen north. Linda gave birth to our second child. We didn't want the same confusion we had with our first one, John.
John.
So we called her Sarah.
Sara.
I'm now a fully fledged Swedish citizen.
Passport.
There we go.
Oh, you're one of us. For a minute, looking at your bad teeth, scruffy haircut and terrible dress sense, I thought you were British.
Imagine. But unfortunately, I still can't pronounce the name of where we live.
Yxsjö.
Yxsjö.
Good.
No, I was just changing Sarah's nap.
The cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through the night.
The Cold Swedish Winter by Danny Robbins. But really, all my news paled into insignificance this spring, as across the globe, society plunged into lockdown.
Honestly, Jeffrey, it's like the Blitz all over again. I should know.
You were born in 1950, Mum.
Yes, I know, but we watched that Battle of Britain documentary last night with Dan Snow. Oh, he's nice. If your father popped his clogs, I'd be straight in there.
Sorry, my bad.
Oh, where are you, darling?
Oh yeah, should have said. Society plunged into lockdown everywhere except Sweden. So we're currently hanging out in the town's pizza kebab restaurant, run by my Danish-Kurdish friend, Soren.
Just feeding John after school, Jean. I mean John after school, Jean.
At school, two kebab pizza, one kid's meatball margarita.
Oh, Jeffrey. Linda, is that safe?
Don't worry, Jeff's mom. We are very healthy. Now I feel like I want to cough. When you know you shouldn't, you kind of want to.
Oh, darling, I wish you'd come back here. The UK is handling the COVID so much better.
You know nobody else says the COVID.
Have you at least been able to do Joe Wicks? Lord knows, I wish I could. Those legs. That's the Ocado delivery. Please at least think about taking John out of school. And wash your hands. Twice happy birthday or one time Bohemian Rhapsody. Gerald, for God's sake, get the ante back out. Bye, darlings. Disinfect every single carrot.
Yep, when it comes to the COVID, the UK and Sweden have had very different approaches. Do you find it weird how different things are in the UK? Talking to Mum, Britain sounds like it's...
Zombie apocalypse meets World War III.
Mama, how do you say zombie in Swedish?
We don't. Swedish dead people don't feel the need to go on flesh-eating rampages.
But here, everything's just weirdly normal. Have a good day at school, mate.
Bye, losers!
So one of us must be doing it wrong.
Who knows? We just have to trust in Tegnell.
That's Anders Tegnell, Sweden's top epidemiologist. Or as the British tabloids call him... Dr. No lockdown.
I Sverige så har vi nu gått över 20,000 fall.
Just like Brits, Swedes tune in for a daily briefing. Only there's no politicians here, just Dr. Tegnell. Softly spoken, with sensible glasses and nice sweaters.
He looks as if he'd be happier doing HR for a double glazing firm.
Every day at 2 p.m, he delivers his low-key, undramatic assessment.
Wash your hands, stay at home if you can, protect the elderly.
Could he be any calmer?
I love it. He's like the epidemiological equivalent of whale music.
We're often joined for this hypnotically dull ritual by Linda's parents.
He says 40% of people in Stockholm will become immune.
I reckon if they did herd immunity in the UK, there'd be 250,000 dead.
Relax, Englishman. Tegnell knows what he's doing.
Sten and Gunilla are big Tegnell fans.
He is a true Swede, rational.
Not like you, British. Your drama and hysteria, it's always 1939 or 1966.
So true. You always think you're fighting on the beaches or playing the World Cup.
And the Germans should have won.
He means the football, not World War II.
We listen to scientists, not politicians.
At least tell me you guys will isolate. He did say protect the elderly.
Elderly? I am nowhere near 70.
Papa is. He's 71 next month.
Don't remind me. But yes, we have talked about it and decided we will quarantine.
Phew.
Now, we must go. We have to do some shopping.
Essential shopping.
Yeah, and then Gunilla has a yoga class.
And Sten has booked a haircut.
But after that, we will go home to quarantine for a bit.
Before meeting some friends for a glass of wine.
Guys!
It's okay. Our friends are quarantining too.
They told us when we met them at the sauna.
As the only two Englishmen in Yorkshire, shouldn't we be social distancing?
I'm at Ian's house. As my best mate and only other Brit in town, we like to have a weekly catch-up over a proper cuppa.
Sliding your PG tips across without using my hands.
Yeah, I'm not sure your foot is any more hygienic.
And a slice of Marmite on toast.
I spread the Marmite with rubber gloves.
I'd have used a knife.
I'm down to my last blooming jar. Not sure when I'll be able to restock now the UK's closed its borders.
You realise everyone back home thinks Sweden's completely bat-shizzle crazy carrying on as normal?
Trust in Tegnell, Jeff.
Oh, blooming Tegnell. Everyone's obsessed. It's like there's a cult around him. You can imagine the biopic in 10 years' time.
It was a time of coronavirus. But one man stood firm, daring to wear his collar outside his sweater. Dr. No Lockdown.
Starring Alan Titchmarsh as Anders Tegnell.
That's about right. The thing that gets me about this is it all feels so un-Swedish. This is the country of health and safety, caution and Volvos. Why are they being so corona cavalier?
No, I think you're wrong, mate. It's actually very Swedish.
Hmm?
There's one crucial thing. This country has an abundance.
Allen keys.
Trust. Tegnell, he asks people to change their behaviour. No new laws, no fines. He trusts them to listen, and it works because Swedes trust authority.
Yeah, they want to follow rules.
Yeah, weird, I know. Us Brits, we're instinctive rule breakers.
Yes.
We've had centuries of cocking a snook, you know, sticking it to the man, especially if that man is French.
We don't like being told what to do.
How dare you tell me I don't like being told what to do? To get us to change our behaviour, you've got to use the stick.
Yeah, but with Swedes, you can explain the health benefits of the carrot. Oh, I don't know, mate. I worry even rational Sweden has met its match in an invisible enemy.
Sorry, Jeff. My Anders Tegnell T-shirt's just arrived at the post. Ta-da! What do you reckon?
Tegnell says relax.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Ian, even you're falling for his cult.
Oh, come on, Jeff, look at his reassuring little face there.
Oh.
His sensible specs.
He looks like my nan.
My mother told me good, my mother told me strong. She said be true to yourself and you can't go wrong. But there's just one thing that you must understand. You can fool with your brother, but don't mess with a missionary.
The big news, darling, is that your father's worked out how to change our Zoom background. Look, we're in space. Or the jungle. Or, where's that?
I think it's the Death Star.
Oh, and Boris has coronavirus.
Yeah, that made the news here.
Poor man, he's been like Churchill, Geoffrey. I should know.
You were a kid when Churchill died.
We watched the film the other night, the one with Gary Newman.
Oldman.
Sorry, darling, I must go. It's the clap for carers. It's the only time we get out of the house. Your father's looking excited. Probably remembering the last time he gave a nurse the clap. Dirty so-and-so. Fetch the saucepans, Gerald. Chop, chop. We don't want the neighbours to look more grateful than us. Bye, darling.
How's life in Twickenham?
They're surviving. But this is getting serious, Linda. Aren't you just a little bit worried?
Maybe. A bit. I still obviously trust in Tegnell, but I saw a post on Facebook last night. Someone who had the COVID. It sounded horrific.
This was in Britain?
No, Stockholm. It made me think. Just because we're the best country in the world...
Obviously.
...and we invented lots of cool stuff, like IKEA, Greta Thunberg, and cinnamon buns, we're not immune.
What if, God forbid, the kids pick it up at school and give it to your folks?
I've been thinking that. Maybe we need to talk to them.
Say they can't see their grandkids. Jeez, good luck telling them that.
I'm not going to. You are.
So, how's the quarantining going?
We have not been out at all.
Bra, mamma.
Apart from to the shop.
Right.
And then Sten was fishing with his friends.
But we did not share rods.
Papa, you're over 70.
Will you stop telling me that?
We have felt a bit lonely, though. We thought we should come over and see you later.
Ah.
Is there a problem?
Actually, mamma, Jeff has something to tell you.
Thanks. Well, Gunilla... Sten, we, by which I mean mainly Linda, have been getting a bit worried. So we, and again I mean almost entirely Linda, have made some big decisions. We think we're going to take John out of school.
But Dr. Tennell says it is safe for the children.
I'm sorry, I know it's blasphemy, but what if he's wrong?
Wrong? Tennell?
Well, if you insist, of course we will help you look after John.
So that's the other big decision, right, Jeff?
Yep, it's a really, really big decision. A big one, which Linda will now explain.
Coward. Mama, we feel we shouldn't see you guys anymore. In person.
I see.
For your health.
To protect the elderly.
Don't make me kill you.
I'm so sorry, Mama.
We all just need to be so careful.
Especially people over the age of 70.
Men vad fan! That's it!
And we don't care about the young folks. Talking about the young side. And we don't care about the old folks. Talking about the old side too.
We began awkward daily Zoom chats. Sten and Gunilla grumpily obeying our new regime.
My friend Camilla Passbrandt has been seeing her grandchildren. The two-year-old sneezed in her face, and she is fine.
Sten was like a caged tiger.
I can't even take my boat out.
No!
So I must be socially distanced from the fish.
Papa, think of your house as a big protective bubble.
Yeah, like the force field around the Death Star. Which I suppose makes coronavirus Han, Leia, Chewie and the Ewoks trying to destroy the generator. Which then makes you, Sten, Darth Vader, who incidentally did have some sort of respiratory problem.
Where is the mute button?
You have to find ways to still feel normal.
Why don't you buy a rowing machine?
What am I going to catch on that?
A ruptured hernia?
I'm muting you both now.
Meanwhile, Swedish society carried on regardless. There are even reports of English people flying to Stockholm to get their hair cut.
We call it the Ryanair special. A bit off the top, but we charge extra for anything down below.
And the Tegnell cult kept growing. Some people got tattoos of his face. A death metal track was composed in his honour.
Roughly translated, all power to Tegnell, our state epidemiologist.
He was even immortalised in song by Dr. Alban, the Swedish pop star behind 90s hit It's My Life. You know the one, from the Tampax adverts? Here's his effort.
Hello, Sverige, lyssna på Tegnell. Han är stabil, rock och rationell.
Hello, Sweden, listen to Tegnell. He is stable, straight and rational.
Catchy. Yep. The whole of this normally sensible country had gone bonkers,
gushing over Tegnell like a teenage girl Harry Potter fan who's just found those pictures of Daniel Radcliffe in Equus with his pink wand out.
I don't get it. All he does is politely ask people to wash their hands.
That's it, though, Jeff. He asks. Everybody else in the world is being forced. It's like Sweden is the world's older brother. We can be trusted to turn out our own light.
Yeah, but to continue your metaphor...
Simile.
What are we then doing in the dark?
Dreaming of Tegnell?
Ian, you're dribbling.
Oh, but those jumpers, Jeff, they're just so reassuring. Imagine him holding you calmly and rationally.
Right, I'm socially distancing from you now. 2 metres. Get away.
But amongst all the Teg mania, there was one inconvenient fact. The rate of infections and deaths in Sweden kept creeping up. Way higher than all of Sweden's neighbours, who actually started closing their borders to Swedes.
Welcome to Copenhagen Airport.
Passport.
There you go.
Oh, sweet. No entry. For a moment, from your bad teeth, scarfy haircut, and terrible dress sense, I thought you were British.
Oh, you can't win.
There are a few rogue scientists who dared raise concerns, but they were silenced by a wave of tegtastic pride, patriotism, and Dr. Alban. Hello, Sverige. Lyssna på Tegnell.
You know you wanted to hear it again. Han är stabil. Rock och rationell.
But then, one day, Sten and Gunilla failed to keep to our daily video chat.
I hope they're okay.
Maybe your dad flipped and went fishing. I can see him taking out his frustrations on some poor trout.
Hours later, we got a call.
Mamma. Nej. Nej, mormor. Oh, stackars dig, mamma. Ja, ja, vi hörs. Okej, kram. My gran has died.
Oh, Linda.
They're pretty sure it's coronavirus.
Flipping heck. That evening, on Zoom, being unable to reach out and hold a hand felt very hard indeed.
The äldreboende.
The care home.
They called to tell me. In just 2 days, she became very ill.
I'm so sorry, Mama.
I must go up there to make arrangements and collect her things.
I will drive you.
No, Sten, you can't risk it.
Enough!
Papa! Papa, Jeff's right.
I'll go with you, Gunilla. Tomorrow morning. The care home lay in the city of Umeå, 50 miles south.
Everything you know, everything you know, melts away like snow, melts away like snow. Mm-hmm.
Normally, with Gunilla and Sten, I get by talking English. But when someone's grieving, you need to speak their language.
Gunilla, jag är verkligen ledsen för din förlust.
What?
I'm very sorry for your loss.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, Jeff. But förlust is loss. Förlust means my desire for sheep.
Right. Oh, I feel awful. Oh, bollocks, you're crying, Gunilla. Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's not you. No, you cheer me up. My mother always liked you, Jeff. She enjoyed your dumheter.
Good humour.
Stupidity. No, it's I who picks the wrong word. She liked to have fun. She was 90 years old, you know, but she's still as sharp as a pine needle.
What did she do when she was younger?
She was a sjuksköterska, a district nurse. We lived in a remote village and she did everything. Fix broken bones, cure fevers, deliver babies. Oh, my father told me she was delivering a child when she went into labor with me.
What?
It was winter and the road was piled with snowdrifts as tall as a bear. She knew she would have to cope alone. So as she delivered the other child, she talked to me in her tummy, asking if I could wait in there a little longer. Then she cycled home.
Wow, what a woman.
She was. Cycling every day for 40 years. I think she had the healthiest lungs you could hope for. Yeah, I thought she would be safe in the care home. I trusted.
It was rainy and grey as we pulled into the care home car park. The only splash of colour, a maroon Volvo, with a man getting out of it I vaguely recognised.
Gunilla!
Oh, it is Henning. You remember, he is part of my folk dance group. He's the young, sexy one, only 65, with both his own hips.
Hey, hey.
Henning, you remember Jeff, Linda's man?
Ja, visst. The Englishman.
That's right.
Don't worry. We all have our cross to bear. I would shake your hands, but as Tegnell says, we must keep our distance.
You have someone here, Henning?
My father. He died yesterday.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Jag är ledsen för din...
Förlust.
Yeah, thanks. That was close.
My mother has died too.
Nej. Stackars Gunilla. They have lost 15 here this last month.
So many.
It's happening all over the country. Half the deaths in Sweden have been in care homes. Jeez.
But Tegnell's strategy...
It's not Tegnell's fault. The invandrare, immigrants.
Henning?
The staff here. They're all foreigners. They don't speak Swedish, so they don't follow the rules.
Oh, come on.
It's the same with the cleaners who don't keep the Swedish hygiene standards.
Henning, please.
I mean no offense to you, Englishmen. But if it was just Swedes here, we would have no coronavirus. Good day, Gunilla. I'm sorry for your loss.
Ian, how's it going?
I'm at Soran's getting pizza. I was sorry to hear about Linda's gran.
Thanks. I'm at the care home now. Gunilla's sorting things out. So come on, Ian, admit it. Your mighty Tegnell has royally screwed up. He's not protecting Sweden at all.
What? It depends what you're protecting. People or the economy.
Pardon?
Tegnell's taking the long view. People are going to die anyway. So you might as well keep your economy strong. Swedes are unsentimental. They'll take some old people dying if it avoids a recession.
Jeez, that's bleak.
Yeah, but it's rational. Soran, could I get some chili oil, please?
Here we go.
Soran, I bumped into one of Sten and Gunilla's neighbours here. He reckons COVID is all the fault of foreigners.
That's so typical. Let me guess, we don't understand Swedish. We are unhygienic.
Something like that.
Do me a favor, ask him if these foreigners have the right protective equipment, the right training. Bloody Swedes, they pay us peanuts and then it's all our fault. What's wrong, Ian? You don't agree? Ian, you're coughing.
Yeah, sorry. Just, you put on quite a lot of chili sauce.
Oh, sorry, I got a bit carried away. You know, that's the trouble with racist idiots. They always make me over-gesticulate.
Ah, you got it in my eye that time!
Here, have some antibacterial spray.
Ow, that's made it worse!
We drove home, with Gunilla's mother's things on the back seat.
Linda?
I'm in here. How was it?
Sad. Really sad.
Poor mama.
What are you watching?
Normal People. It's basically two hot Irish people having lots of arty sex.
Mm.
It beats watching the news right now.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I'm glad we don't have to socially distance.
Mm.
Is that a gun in your pocket, or...?
Actually, it's a bottle of Antibac.
Oh.
My mum sent me a whole case. Ocado's finest.
Ah, parents. I spoke to my dad earlier. Oh, he took our advice and bought a rowing machine.
Well, hey!
I tried to talk him through installing it over Zoom.
How did that go?
So well, I recorded it. Listen. That was just getting it out of the box. He was nowhere near assembling it by the end. But he'd had a really good workout.
Oh, sorry. Twickenham calling. Hi, Mum. How's it hanging?
All right, thank you, Geoffrey. Your father thought he had it.
The COVID?
He was up all night sweating, but I think it may have been the prawns. So, are you still not locked down over there?
Not yet, but Linda and I are taking it seriously.
Well, you know, we're soldiering on over here, despite all the snowflakes criticising the government. Your father's just off for a drive to test his eyesight. It was seafood poisoning, you silly ass! Seriously, though, Geoffrey, I do worry about you. Not every country can handle the COVID as well as Britain. Rubber gloves, Gerald, in case the postman touched the door. Two pairs on each hand.
The next day, I arranged a socially distanced handover with Ian.
Two jars of genuine British Marmite. Mum sent them over. You can still smell the disinfectant.
Legend. But why don't you keep one? Go on, might help you through your personal lockdown.
You're not tempted to follow suit.
Sorry, been living here too long. I'm still trusting Tegnell. Though it is possible that he does know he's wrong and is just too proud to admit it. That would also be very Swedish.
Hey, look. Soren's restaurant is closed.
Oh, that's weird.
Jeff, Ian.
Soren, you okay, man?
I have to drive to Stockholm. My brother is very, very ill.
Oh, no.
Oh, dude, I'm so sorry.
He's a taxi driver. He spends his days driving rich Swedes to bars and restaurants.
You think?
Of bloody course. You want to know why they really have coronavirus here? Not because brown people don't wash. It's because Swedes carry on their lives, thinking, this cannot happen to us. We are dying so Sweden can stay open.
Oh, Soren.
We must keep our distance.
Goda mörker, gamle vän. Kan jag få fråga dig igen? Ska alla drömmar långsamt slitas ut? Ska visioner väckas upp till slut?
That night, we had a Zoom memorial service for Linda's grandmother.
För en människa som stått oss nära i livet. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And over the next few weeks, we made sure we talked every single day. Our own daily briefing. Now we were no longer watching Tegnell's.
Give John and Sara a big kiss from us.
Did you see that interview with Tegnell where he admitted Sweden could have handled the virus better?
Well, of course we could. But so could every country in the world. If Tegnell says we made mistakes, people will respect that and trust him to learn from them.
Plus, Dr. Alban is still on his side. That counts for a lot.
Linda is right. And look at the UK now. You open your pubs before your schools. Maybe we Swedes are not the crazy ones.
Fan I helvete.
Oh, Sten, are you okay?
I can't breathe. My lungs.
He's hot and sweating.
Oh no, Papa.
Yeah, I finally got the rowing machine to work.
The Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sisla Benn as Linda, Anna-Lena Berrylin as Gunilla, Thomas Oredsson as Stian, Danny Robbins as Ian, Farshad Kolgi as Soran, and Thomas Eriksson as Henning. Jean was played by Mel Hudson, and John was Harry Nicolau. The producer was Frank Sterling, and is a 7 Digital